Tav Kuf Yud Beis on Sif Gimel, we're holding the Mishaburu, Sif Katan Chof. So he said, you can't gobble for, you can't make the porridge or the foods that you give to the chickens, which was a combination of the ran together with water. So it's a lisha. So lisha is one of the lama tes melachas. It's mutar yomtiv for a human being. It's not mutar yomtiv for an animal. So you can't do that unless you do it with a shinui. So lisha is one of the fascinating malachas. Normally, we know the rule is by anything which is the rice. When you do it with the shinui, it becomes patur av lasur. By lisha, Chazal understood that the need to create a way for a person to do lisha, so because there was need to do it for the animals, etc. So Chazal created a case where the shinui is mutar gomer. So over here, this heter of shinui is not just a heter of yomtiv; it's a heter of Shabbos also. There are two parts to the shinui. Because there's two steps in the process of the malacha of lisha. One is when you put the two ingredients together into the container, the water and the bran. So you have to change the order. If you normally put in the bran and you add the water, you have to do the opposite, put the water and then add the bran, or vice versa. Whatever is the normal way to do it, you switch the order. That's one. And then when you stir it, you have to stir it in a shinui. So the normal stirring process is to go around. So over here, what you do is you either do it with your finger as opposed to a spoon, or alternatively, you do it in a crisscross fashion. You go like this, and like this, and like this, and like this, as opposed to going around. Chazan Ish says that you have to actually pull the spoon out between the motions, because if you go like this, like this, like this, eventually you end up looking pretty much circular. It says when you go across, pull it out, go across, pull it out, and keep doing that and mix it that way. So that is so that'll be what you've been on Shabbos, even though it's normally malacha. It's also over here. It's what.
So that. Mixing the bran and the water and then not stirring, that must be also.
There's a malacha of the Gemara. The malacha of lisha is the malacha of lisha putting the two items together in the bowl without them stirring it. So since it's Mechaz Rishonim, how we pass it, and the Mor says, like, each one of those tanoim, you have to do the malacha ayin shinui. So we're machmir both. We're machmir for both. One difference, though, between the two parts of the process, the raisa, only a blila ova is considered as a nisha de raisa. It becomes a thin mixture. So it's not the raisa. The shinui of changing the order works for blila raka, not for blila ova. The shinui of changing the action, the stirring with the shinui works even for blila ova. Since I had a blila ova which I had combined for Shabbos and I hadn't stirred yet. So I can stir it with the shinui, that would be acceptable. Or there's fascinating arguments which. Let's see, something which. The logic that the lisha starts as soon as you put it in the bowl, because the natural tendency of these items is these materials as they combine. Let's say I have something which doesn't combine. Let's say I have mayonnaise and tomatoes. You take a good Hellman's mayonnaise and put it in, it just sits there. Nothing happens. So there's no malacha involved in the first step of the process. So the whole malacha only starts when you start stirring it. So shinui in the order wouldn't be necessary because there's nothing happening in the first step. And shinui that wouldn't work because it's going to be a thick mixture. For the second half of the process, which is stirring it together, which even though it would be bula ova, a shinui in the stirring would allow bula ova. So Simcha Bonham Conan, his sefer, suggests this idea. And he says he asked this to Steinberg and to Diane Roth and to other people, and they all agree that would be true. The Rosh actually had the tshuva where he talks about making tuna fish and Shabbos, and he says you really can't make tuna fish and Shabbos. He says because you can't, even though the tshuva worked for the second half, but how do you combine the ingredients? He doesn't seem to say this argument, oh, that nothing happens immediately. And actually, there's a prima donna which seems to talk about it. Seems to talk about the issue with goose fat. Goose fat is pretty much similar to mayonnaise in that sense. So he seems to not make this argument. So he doesn't look like whether this argument works or not. But the point being, for the first step of the change of the order, only Bila Brak will be permitted within such a shuli. And for the second half, even Bila Ob will be permitted. So this bran over here, you couldn't make a thick mixture. You have to make a thin mixture. Okay. Chafal Bishla Klovin for the dogs. If you're cooking for yourself, you can add for the dog. You can add cook more for the dogs also. Afilu hudin l'shar behemim l'chayu. You can do it for other animals also. And afilu lohayu mazona sein olav.
Okay.
So something which is normally you can't take care of something which is not your responsibility. So I can't feed the birds on Shabbos Parsha Shira. Shabbos Shira is a meaning that people have to put up. I can't do that on Shabbos. I have to put up before Shabbos because I'm allowed to be matriach for the tzarech of. Let me matria for the tzarech of animals which I have no responsibility to feed. These are wild birds. I have no responsibility to feed them. Over here, the heter is because I'm doing one mice of cooking. So the heter is because it's all one tircha. The ikar tircha is for myself. So there's no problem. Even with aim is honest and love, it's mut.
But if I. So, Shabbos, I have lunch. I have a lot of challah crumbs on the tablecloth. I take the table. If I would take the tablecloth outside and shake it off, that's still awesome.
So, because that act of taking it out, because again, if I do it just for myself in order to clean up the table, so that's much.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
If I do it because I want to feed the birds, it would be awesome. So I'm allowed to cook in my pot for the animals also, even though I theoretically have other food available. Philly Mesh of the Barak. Sarah Klemmer. Even though he has nothing else to give. Okay, so what's he saying? That even so, I have nothing else to give. I'm only allowed to do it ayirei ribui b'shiurim in my own pot. I cannot do separately for the animal.
What he says?
Let's go back to the
shul. Okay. I can give the animal X. I want to cook Y for the animals, which theoretically I can eat Y also. So I want to do that because it's very possible I will end up eating Y and I can give X to the animals. So that's how the Gemara learned. So therefore, but the Chiddush over here is even though I have nothing else to give, so I'm mamash doing it for the animal. It's more to the three of Bishur. This head of the Gemara is saying that there are more holes. If I have what to give the animals, I'm allowed to cook for the animals because it's possible, very possible, I might use that food for myself. Even though my intention is for the animals. Michelle says no. There's also chapter. So he seems to be inclined at the end towards the marshal that you cannot cook in a separate pot for the animal, even if it's very possible, you might end up not giving it to the animal. Since you're intestine for the animal, it's going to be awesome. Okay. Talk of your gimbal. Didn't Bayesh and all the beyam. Al Bayesh and all the beyam. The Osher Liga book. An egg which is born is muksub. So you can't touch it. So the remove the handle of the tatam means you can't move it. In other words, this is not touching. This is looks in general is moving. But since it's by an egg, but anytime you touch the egg, it moves. So therefore, you can't touch it. There's two isurim by muksa. One is sort of benefiting from it, and one is sort of moving it. Since it's double sheish matirin, after you have a little bit mutter to eat, so double sheish matirin, I fill about elef like bottles. Even if it gets mixed into a thousand other eggs, all the eggs become us. So what's the problem over here? So the mishnah fill the matirin regardless of medes achila. If the chicken was made, was its purpose was to lay eggs, so the chicken is not really usable. So getting a yomtiv, you're not going to shech the chicken because you're using it for laying eggs. So the chicken is muksa. Out of this muksa item comes a new item which is theoretically edible, but that itself is a noila. But let's say that's not the case. The case is the chicken, you plan to shech the chicken. So the chicken is not muksa because it was edible. It was usable for food. The lack of muksa. You can shech it. Now, why is the egg also there? The egg is just another extension of food, of a food item. I understand what you're talking about, which is a non-food item, and it's a norlin, because it's like developing into something else. That's like a new item. That's norlin. That's also over here. It's just like the more lost it is. You take a piece of it, you cut it in half. It's also no, it's not a new item. It's the same thing. It's food. So the egg is food. Coming out of food. Food out of food is not a norla. It's not considered like there's something extraordinary happening over here. So, but we're talking about even a case of the Tanagos is a menas lachila. So, what's the issue? The answer is why? The Beyonder Shechal is Be'echot B'Shabbos, a sermon of rice. In a case where Yomtiv was on Sunday, the egg which is born over there is Taka Osmo. Why? The Chobay is the Misialdo in the Esmo Gomerlo B'Meyeh. If it's born today, it means the final touches on the egg were made the day before. Being Shabbos made in the Yomtiv. We have a passage which teaches me that chol can make something edible for Shabbos or Yomtiv, and Shabbos or Yomtiv cannot make something edible for Shabbos or Yomtiv. So the hachana of the gemar of the egg, which took place on Shabbos, was not an acceptable gemar. Therefore, this food is not edible on Yomtiv. So if Yomtiv is done on Sunday, you're not allowed to eat that egg. And then, because we're in Yomtiv, the alma, we should be able to do the achron Shabbos. We said we're going to make it also an all Yom Tov. Also, a case it comes out on a Yomtiv is on a Sunday, where it's a problem. Give the servant chilo, may the servant told. I'm reishim and tough of this rov. Hashem is from Israel. This idea that Isser Achila generates Isser Achila. Okay. It's also legal, but the Avogad, we said, the Inisser Benegias, the Ramoksa, Kalebus, and Shin Kaz. No, Isser touching was, Isser moving was. And somebody asked me, allowed to touch a car in Shabbos? The answer is yes. Can't move a car in Shabbos. Bayer Shine. So what, why can't you touch an egg? The answer is, Kimon Shudover, Amiskalga, Shin and Shemini, Yanan, Enno, Ayurei Hanagim. So a dover A, which is a miscalgo, the chances are good that it'll move by touching. So you can't touch. That'll tell to look. Okay. So now the Mishmur learns that the Mechaber said it's also to touch. The Ramah says it means it's also to move. So he's understanding the Ramah is arguing and saying, no, there's always we do not ask to touch it. Mashem Eloshin said the Hucherlik al Mechaber Sirlei the Gam Bebeya Dafka the Tiltul Aser Avon the Gia Baal Mashori. Well, Kamer Chare Mashem the Sirlei the Afilu Ben the Gia Aser Neishu Miskalgo Motzi the Zanei Ayirei the Gia. But many Chare Mashen all that. So he's passing along the Maiso. Both of the Rambam Taz say you cannot touch an egg because it probably will move. First
to never end. It was
okay. If it gets mixed into 1,000, kulna service. Bachilo ubatiltel. They cannot eat them, and therefore you cannot move them. Shalomacher he will tear us below tiltel. Tomorrow it's Rosh Hashanah Matirin. There'll be mutter without any biltel. Below biltel. For Rosh Hashanah Matirin, for the belly biltel. That time also got Mr. Beis Masavik. Other almas seked or baron lekuv. So the Rosh Hashanah Matirin has two chumras in it. A, there's nothing biltel, and B, you don't have seked or baron lekuv. Because why should I say seked or baron lekuv? I'm out of it, but I can wait till tomorrow. I need a bed to go. So I have a Masavik. The same way, there's no heter suffix or bar mitzvah. One thing which is true, though, that in a case where if we wait till tomorrow, it will deteriorate. But it's not like a Dovah Sheshem Atirin, because by tomorrow it will be usable. So then already it will be bought, though. Number one. Number two, there's an interesting slach. Slach has the following argument. That what the Dovah Sheshem Atirin means, why should I rely now on Bittul, like I went to tomorrow and use them up. So even if you come with consuming something, you can only consume something once. So I can do the exact same act of consumption which I want to do today, I can do that tomorrow. Let's say something which is not consumed. It's a reusable item. So the usage of today, I can theoretically use it today and tomorrow. And now by not allowing Bittul, I can only use it tomorrow. So you can't say, well, listen, why should it be bought? It can't be bought because I can just wait till tomorrow and do the same thing. I can't. Because I wait till tomorrow, I lose the chance to use it today. Right? So he says, when it comes to Tiltul, if I want to move the egg to for some usage, saying I can wait till tomorrow is not called the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. So Mishmur is saying, no, since the Iker is the other way around, once something is also Bechila, things which are also Bechila are Muksa. So since the Gabi Echila is the Rosh Hashanah Matirin, and it's not Batul, the Mela, they're all also Bechila. Okay. Bates. Suffolk him lol the beyond of Ovechol, this is soon. Case of a Suffolk, the loch is it's us. So again, that's the logic of it. Even though nobody suffered their bottom of the cooler, the Rosh Hashanah Matirin, you don't say that.
I'm sorry, most of this says.
Okay. Hey, Asura. Now that one which is a suffix gets mixed up in the other one. So now you have two arguments. You have an argument of a suffix, you have an argument of bittul. So what do you do in that situation? Or do you say, yes, it's only suffix to start with, so it's mutter. The argument said, listen, since our Mekilim, you might as well be Mekil. Mekil, the Tsar Zaya Suffolk, Chad Betray, Botel. And the sheer Bittel is even. Miraisa min bimino is bottle chad betray. So you have two heter eggs to one heter egg. Miraisa is bottle. Mirabono, that's min bimino. That's miraisa by min bimino. It's the same item. If it's min b'she'enoi minoi, get me together. Now there's an issue of that I can taste it. So then you need a bitl on the flavor. We all the time it's kicker. The flavor is still nicker. Even though the item is not nicker, I can't tell what it is. Right? So if I have a piece of tray for meat gets mixed into vegetables. See, well, I can, you know, theoretically recognize the piece of meat. But the flavor is still it's cooked together, so there's flavor issues. Right. So the sheer bit of there is shishim. Because we say that the flavor, when it's spread out over 60 times itself, gets dissipated to the point that it's not nicker. But here we're dealing with eggs and eggs. Eggs and eggs is minor. So the share of eggs and eggs is one, is two against one. There's a din rabbanon. We say we want minbin also to have shishim because there ought to be mishenim. Need shishim. But over here, well, we're dealing with this issur. This issur, the rabbanon, what chabad tray is enough to be mivad. Welcome, has the yesh this issur allowed? So we're semich on it. Welcome, has it. So what the argument over here is that you have two stories of heder. A, that there's bitul, and B, it's a something to start with. We're not sure that the egg which mixed over here was an egg of Israel. No, that's not a bona fide sveik sveik. Theoretically, it's a sveik sveik. I don't know if this egg that got mixed in was Isser or Heter. And I don't know if the egg that I'm taking out right now was that egg. But the halacha that looks, that's called an halacha, that there's, that's sveik sveik, chad zulfai, chad taruvis. The two sveikas aren't. What is this status of the side? What is it? Gufoy. The second one is due to tarubis. We have a question. Which one item it is? So we're not matter chad be gufoy chad be tarubis.
If you have white eggs and brown eggs, and you know that the Beis Hashanah know that it's a brown egg, can you use the white eggs?
Simple answer is yes.
But
the Mishnah. Which is brought down in the law, they can all find the law. It's a mission. I'm going to tell you it's a shumos. I think it's where it is. A case where you had a fig of truma, got mixed into figs of chulin. And the mission told the case where there was white figs and black figs. So it says the case that got mixed in, it was a white fig, it's all black figs and mutu, and vice versa. There is. That's called the same term used. The logic behind the being is the heter bittul b'roiv is a concept is presumes a terubis. There has to be a mixture. As long as it's still visible, it's not considered. There's no bittul. So as much as they're distinct, each item is distinct. There's no terubis. Okay, Gimel. And she's bashla b'shogeg in boser b'tavshel. So you mix it into the food, which you shouldn't have done. Present b'shogeg. If it's amazing, we're not going to make any coolers. So we said the sheer bitl for a bay egg is filled with elephant bottle. Because you wait till tomorrow, we eat it without bitl. But over here, since we did it with shoy egg, what we make all in ye shishim kenegdo a kol mutter. If the rest of the food is 60 times greater than the egg, so the rest of it's mutter. Because whatever flavor that it puts through is bottle recurrent. Chutz min habei, but the egg itself remains us, obviously. You use the egg for coloring. Things which are made for coloring, so the coloring is you can't say it's bottle, it's nicker. You see that it added color, which wasn't there beforehand. So the egg is still, as it were, intact. So there's no bittul. You need that presumes a tarubis. There's no tarubis. If you mix it together with mezer, we're not going to be matter. There's an issue to rice to have. You cannot go in the bottle list. There's a din rabbanon. If you were, you don't benefit from it. And that we're going to tell you, even if the issue was an issue rabbanon, there's an issue to be mevatel, and you don't benefit if you did so. Amazing. Okay. The sheesh of everything is motzah. Main shayla is arbeya shlema uklufa. Whether the egg was a full egg, which with the shell removed. If it wasn't shelled, are you mutter? I feel a bit like a shishim connected. There's mutter without shishim. Bein she's bashing baser, metalsha. Bein she's bashing bein mecheres. So you win a timer. She be clip baser. We will be your day. Simon peza, pevo. So what? But once the shells are removed, the flavor transfers. Ubein. It's no longer intact. Shinitrava, you scrambled up the eggs. Mizari Matash, you mix it into the tash. The other caramel on the daf, no shish was an ala bottle who daf, because who made the minoy. It was loisea, shumabish, and a minoy. Eggs, amongst many other eggs, not both. Eggs into meat, into vegetables, as long as they're not nicker, it's bottle. So what's the difference? If the argument is like, why rely on bitzel, just wait till tomorrow. There's a difference between the bitzel of 60, the bitzel of chad betray, of min b'minoy. Minoraisa, min b'minoy is bottle chad betray. There's no flavor issue because it all tastes the same. There's a concept, the Torah created a concept called bitzel. The evil of the item is there. Minoraisa, men reshen of hold. You can eat, let's say you have one piece of tray for beef, falls into two pieces of kosher beef. Exact same cut, looks exactly the same. You can't tell any difference. In a rice, there are many Rishonim and Shalom, you cannot eat all three pieces of meat. Why? Bittul. There's a concept called Bittul. See, we know clearly the item is there, there's Isser there, Bittul's Mavad. In the Shayna Minna, the logic is, since that's called, there's a concept called Bittul. There, they're arguing something else. That really, in a rice, it should be, it's gone. It's not visible, it's absorbed, and everything else is gone. Comes upon, he says, no, there's a concept called Tom Cake. The flavor has the same equivalent as if the item is still there. We have shishim, there's no flavor anymore. So, it's bottle. Right? That's not a question of a kiddush, there's a cost of, it doesn't make any sense. But we're understanding the process of the Torah is when something gets absorbed to the point that it's neither physically intact or its taste is no longer distinct. It's not there anymore.
So you're saying so we should be mahmer and do it by 60 because
See, that's what Mishnah says. The Shishim connect. Shishim is only relevant to Mishnah Minor.
Right?
So, if I have the flavor of trefa liquid falls into a pot of soup, trefa soup falls into a pot of soup, it's all mixed in. Nothing is distinct. So, where's the issue? Well, this is there because as long as it's still. You can taste it, it's called still exists. Once it's shisha, there's no flavor anymore, so it doesn't exist anymore. It's all the way around. So even the double shisha materin, if it's the min case, the min mishan amino, and the shisha, it's mutter. You can't say, why is the base of bintel now? It's tomorrow, be at. There's nothing there. Whereas the case of the eggs, getting mixed up with other eggs, the min amino, the item really is there. There's a special pasuk which is matter. So the Rosh Hashanah says, why rely on that pasuk? We can go to tomorrow and eat without a pasuk. So that's what is the difference. Maybe it's late. So you can eat everything except for the egg. So the egg is still. Also, you take the egg out. Or you can't move the egg because it's muksa. So you don't eat the egg. And the flavor was absorbed in his bottle. Masha Shabeya dying shlem, the egg is still intact. Lochi doctors in his bashla im boser shor. Even though the egg is distinct and intact, it's only mutter when you kicks it with food that would have a different flavor. I'm a baby, I have other eggs. I'm sure macker or some baby. So even though you recognize that egg, you can avoid that egg. So now I said, listen, what's the problem? The egg you're not eating. The flavor is gone. No. That's how the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that Nechal the Dinah Minu Minoi, is that's why Minu Minoi, even if the item itself is distinct, it's issue of flavor. So they'll ask you. But you know, that's what we are there. Some good pains. Sit down, my God. Keep a shurak time, my bovah. Blame a mosha shalusir. The issue is still distinct. The issue is not the issue. It's the flavor. Bottle filled with shesha material. Welcome to the Yosef. Because you have to yes, shesha material. You can lie under a more in that situation. But however, it's there for coloring. The time is there for coloring and flavor. So the Magen Rambam learns. Double shach here, there. The kubeis, the cut, hay involved. Can be a groshom and farshim. The lechazusa or the time. Either one is not both. It's there for coloring, or it's there for flavor. And each one is for coloring and not flavor, favor and not coloring. But each one is enough to say that's not both. So that's the chumrah of the shach and the grua that this that it's not bottled. It was there for coloring, even though it does not add any flavor, or vice versa. The bottle. Why? That's why it is that came in from minoy. The bottle, but there was extra material. So it says. In other words, if I'm adding the egg over here to add flavor, I take the yolk of the egg and I use it to add coloring, add yellow coloring to the food. So it looks, the color looks more yellowish because of the egg, right? That becomes not part of the food. So in a certain sense, you made it a minu-minu. It's supposed to be an egg versus a dough. Now it's part of it's intrinsic in the dough because it added a color to the dough. So it becomes like a minu-minu, which is not both even well. Okay, now, so this egg is born on Yom Tov. You can't eat the egg. You can't move the egg. You can't even touch the egg. So you want to cover the egg, you shouldn't get damaged. Is that what? Now, put the liquid is allowed. Clean, condition of the shutter. About Shaniga bar clean. You can't touch it with the clean. You got to cover with the clean. Get olive. Liquid is allowed. So you can put a clean on top. Now, we're putting a clean underneath it. I will also leave the tachteo clean. You cannot put a clean beneath it. As the egg is being laid, so put a kli underneath that they'll catch the egg. Shtibo, that the egg should fall in. Why? Because the egg is muksa. So now I have a kli which, till now, beginning of Yom Tov or beginning of Shabbos, it was a usable kli. I can do whatever I want with it. And now that it has this muksa egg in it, I can't move it anymore. So that's called an halacha. Bittul kli me'achar, you're mevatel the kli from its usage. Because you're rooting it to the spot. Once the egg falls in, you can't do anything with it. That's a concern in damaging the kli in a certain sense. So Chazal asked that. It's mevatel, it is a kli me'achar, which is mentioned before. You can put a clean on top. You shouldn't touch it with the clean. The mutz is your base. He's not there. A bea ayyadei, the dia, kosher with nature, and the guru. Eggs, by nature, because they're round, move very easily. So you can't have the clean put on top. You have a key to make sure it doesn't touch. Okay. Hey, sif hey. So now, in the average case of a 2-day Yom Tov, not Rosh Hashanah, the other 2 days Yom Tov, we look at really as a suffix. if the first day is Yom Tov, the second day is not Yom Tov. The 15th of Tishrei is a Yom Tov. The 16th of Tishrei is not a Yom Tov. All the questions, we're not sure which day is 15 and which day is 16. We're not sure if the day we call 15 is 15. Maybe really it's 14. Maybe really everything should have been a day later. And therefore, what we call 16 really is 15. But if that's true, then 14, the day before, is not Yom Tov. So if in the case of an egg which is born on Yom Tov Rishon, what's the status on Yom Tov Sheni? In the Lord of Yom Tov Rishon, Mutaris of Yom Tov Sheni, Yishem and Tom Shal Golias. The 2 days of Yom Tov, I'll tell you where it's Israel. So it's born on day one, it's Mutar on day two. Then he says,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Because there we deal with it as if it's one Kedusha. Or so we have two independent days of Kedusha right next to each other. So in that situation, Nolda Bezeh is a service. Okay, I go
up. Yom Tov is the Rishon Sheni.
Yom Tov is Sunday, Monday. Another Shabbos of Hanayim, and it's born on the Shabbos prior. Mutter be Yom Sheni shall Golias. So then on Monday, it's going to be Mutter to use the egg. Because the Isser of using an egg which is born on Shabbos and Yom Tov is because since it's born, it goes into the Gzeira of Shabbos to be Mechel and Yom Tov. The Ner Chazal never answered from Shabbos to the weekdays. So an egg which is born on Shabbos, you may eat on the weekday. Because the whole concept that the requirement of preparation, and it's not good preparation, is irrelevant to a weekday. So if Yom Tov is Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, so come to Monday, say Mamonash. If Yom Tov was really Sunday, so today is Chol. If it's Chol, I'm allowed to eat the egg which is born in Shabbos, and it's Chol. Elamai what? Today's Yom Tov. So it means yesterday, Sunday was Chol. So, the egg went from Shabbos into a Chol, then it goes from Chol to Yom Tov, that's Mutter. The only problem is if it's born on Shabbos, you want to eat it immediately adjacent to it on Sunday, the laid on Shabbos cannot make it usable for Yom Tov. But over here, by the time Yom Tov came around, it was an edible egg. Because Yom Tov really, if the second day, what we call the second day Yom Tov was really the true first day, the day of Yom Tov, that was true. So then Sunday is a weekday. So it went from Shabbos to weekday. Then the weekday makes it mukhan for Yom Tov. When it comes to Yom Tov, it's mukhan. Okay, that's the Mishabur of Yibgimel. But Teres Yom Tov Shein. Hanabal Lel Yom Tov Shein, ready by the night time. Shari Mimon HaShach Echem Yem Mukha. One of them is a weekday. Shosh Hashanah. Nei Shei Shtei Yom Heim Kredish. We deal with both days of Kedusha. Kherem Echad Orech Hein Kedusha. They're like one long day of Kedusha. Okay. It was Savak Yom Tov Yom Tov Rishi. What happened? Yom Tov Shein Shosh Hashanah. Chikos Kedusha Gderla. Vela Shabbos Amat. What about a case where so we say day two is usher because Chazal gave day two a kedusha as if it's one long kedusha. And now I'm not even sure if it was born on day one. So I should take the chumrah that Chazal gave and made it like one long day, and therefore I cannot benefit from the day two from day one. So much I'm not even sure there's an issue. That much Chazal did not make the chumrah. That's what the Knesset Gedolah says. No difference between Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday. Over there, if it's born on the first day, it's also the second day. Service says, out of Erev until the evening. Shall they lay the zoo, not to the Be'em Uchenes Lachilo? The birth makes it usable. In Natira, and if I now be matzah for the next day. It's a shechad hechel lechaver. The Shabbos is prepared for Yom Tov. When I came along, they Shabbos mechel on Yom Tov, and Yom Tov mechel on Shabbos. You cannot prepare on Shabbos for Yom Tov or vice versa. Okay. The Rambam said if the Yalta comes out to me on Rishon Sheni, we have Rishon Sheni. So there, one day is Vadi not Yom Tov, Rishon or Sheni. So that scenario, if it's born on Shabbos, then Yom Tov is Sunday, Monday, so you keep it on Monday. So the Shavura, Yom Rishon Sheni, Lafuke im Yom Tov Hoye, Yom Shabbos Kodesh. We have Rishon, the Tzvi's Yom Tov was Shabbos on Sunday. So Osir, we have Rishon. After Yom Sheni, Shal Yom Tov, the Shema Yom Kodesh. In that scenario, where Yom Tov was Shabbos Sunday, was born on Shabbos, I can't eat it on Sunday, because maybe Sunday is really the day of Yom Tov. So then Shabbos would be making for Yom Tov directly. So that's not a problem. What do you have, Shani? Your test. What do you have, Shani? The Marashach. If Yom Rishon, Hayu Kodesh. If Sunday was really the day of Kedusha, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So if Sunday was really the day of Yom Tov, so Monday is Chol, Yom Chol. If Monday is the day of Kedusha, Esmo Kishnodah, Hayu Chol. Comes out and was born. If the second day is Kodesh, so then the day before was Kol. He says the day before when it was born, that's the case when it was born on Shabbos. It'd be the same thing, it was born. So they some suggest it's a total sofer. The egg wasn't born the day before, it was born 2 days before. Your test, so go you. The book of Rosh Hashanah, the same name, him give me, or happy and Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tovim Shal Golias means, as opposed to the case of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is a different thing. Then Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Chamishi, Shishi, a little bit Yom Chamishi, also had time after Shabbos. So a scenario where it was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and it was born on Yom Chamishi, so you can't eat it on Chamishi or on Shishi or on Shabbos. Okay, it's a long story. Yeah, let's start. So what's called being born? So okay, so the majority of the egg came out before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. Then it pulled back inside the animal, then it came out again on Yom Tov. Muteris. So once Reuven is out before Yom Tov, it's considered born. So therefore, it is born before Yom Tov. If he got a fill of butter, kina shall turn the girl as Mary Yom Tov. Some of the chesheicha, the motzah bebei. If you check the nest where the animal roosts, you didn't find Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon. You found nothing. Erev Yom Tov late in the afternoon. You found nothing there. The motzah bebei. The marker hishkim the motzah bebei. In the morning, you're ready. You find an egg there. So the chur is pretty clear. The egg is born on Yom Tov. The lucky is muteris. Why? We have a rule in general, they do not lay eggs at night time. They actually, nowadays, they put lights and the artificial light inside the coop to convince the bird that that's daytime, a better chance of laying an egg. But they don't lay eggs at night time. So now the question is, so when did it lay? Did it lay an egg either Erev Yom Tov after you checked, or this morning when you come to check now? But until she may ask more yotza ruba v'chazer. So we say in that situation, what probably happened was an Arab Yom Tov, the majority came out, went back in. So that was the later. Then it came out. I was checked first thing in the morning. It came out by nighttime. Well, how's that possible? The answer is it was really born beforehand. Okay? But this halacha is that only doesn't lay eggs at nighttime if there's a rooster around. Okay? Batim, within 60 houses away there's a rooster. There's no river in between which prevents that the rooster from getting there. Shamba Gesher, which or a river which has would have a bridge, so they can go over the bridge. Shim Loikain, Esher Shatela Belaila Basim. Maybe it was late at nighttime. If there's a girl, in the neighborhood, it will lay at nighttime. It's very possible it was born every Yom Tov. I didn't check, so why should I believe it wasn't there? Case is no Zucker, most they give birth by day, which probably was yesterday. The first night of Yom Tov, you can buy eggs from the goy. The Lina and Shemir of Yom Tov, because probably they were born before Yom Tov. The second night of Yom Tov, also of a not a Rosh Hashanah, because they say Mimonosh. If yesterday was called Kaddish, today's Chol. And if yesterday was Chol, today's Kaddish, but it was born yesterday, because usually it's born by day. This won't work in a case you have 2 days of Kedusha back to back, like 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Tov and then Shabbos and then Yom Tov. Okay, I'll go. Any unit may be Bayim, but Yom Tov Rishon, the Goy comes on the first day Yom Tov. Mesiach Levitumai Shinodomias. When he mentions, you know, just in conversation, they were born yesterday. You can rely on him. That we rely on him was even within a Siddur Rabbanah. He came out in the middle of the week. That's in Siddur Raisa. Then he's not believed. Mesiach means he's talking. In his innocence, wasn't trying to make, you know, just smoothing. But that we have the Rishon, Abba Yom Tov Sheni, Afilu Rosh Hashanah, Neman, the Enel of the Rabbanon. So we're saying that Mesiach Levitumah works for the Rabbanon. So in any scenario which is the Rabbanon, we're going to be making. Okay, so we'll hold it here.